Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Joined now by Alan Waddell. Big part of our WWL prep football roundup in the fall for high school football. Alan, how are you, man?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing? Good to hear y'all's voice.
Same here for sure. It doesn't look good, Alan, in terms of the possibility of high school football at least starting on time. And I question whether we're going to have a season at all, to a degree. Do you?
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen at this point. You know, I talked to some coaches, and they think there's a possibility they could push the thing back. I saw today that in Mississippi, they voted they're going to push their season back 2 weeks. They actually start a week before Louisiana anyway, so that's really pushing back 1 week as far as like if we were here in our state. But there's just so much unknown. I hate it for those kids that are going to be seniors that, you know, have an opportunity to play, you know, their final year of high school football. It looks like it's going to be affected in some way.
Now, Alan, is that a case in point? Because when we look at traditionally, you know, you have camp in August and you start the season in September, that you can have a season in the spring. I mean, to me, as long as you have a season before that senior athlete or individual would graduate, is it a case in point that we just got to be flexible considering what we're dealing with or what?
Yeah, I think that would be the best case for all parties. Not saying move it to the spring, but, you know, maybe push that thing back, Bobby. I mean, the one thing we have going for us is our winters don't get crazy cold. I mean, we get cold, but we don't get,
right,
you know, sub-zero. So, I mean, if you're playing football in early January in the state of Louisiana, that's not that big of a deal. And I know there's been some proposals about that, and some coaches and some principals have talked about that. If we push back 3 or 4 weeks, you know, that puts you playing those state championship games maybe after the first of the year. But you got to do what you got to do if you're going to try to get this season in and get these kids their opportunity to play their senior year of high school football.
And, you know, whether it's the beginning of the new year, January, or I'm even looking at February or March, if you could just get it in, because I told Chris that it's so important because of the experience of the high school athlete that whether you're going on to the next level or not, Alan, I was thinking about this. I didn't even play quarterback till my senior year in high school. Can I imagine if my senior year would have been canceled? Maybe I'm not doing what I'm doing today. I never would have played professional football, never would have had opportunity to be quarterback or maybe win a state championship. Now, I could have done that maybe in 78. But it's just a different year that I think you have to give these kids an opportunity to at least experience that, even though we do push it back.
Yeah, you know, just take playing the next level and having an opportunity to play professionally just off the table, just the lessons and the memories that you get from playing high school football. I saw somebody with a take. I actually made a comment on my Twitter the last week where someone said these kids don't need football. The coaches need football because that's all they knew. And I just really took offense to that because – you know, every day operating my business, I use lessons that I learned playing high school football. And, you know, it's so important,
right,
these high school athletics and these just the memories that you have an opportunity to go out there. And I think that's what's so unique about high school football, especially in our state, is the communities rally behind you. And there's just nothing like running out that tunnel on Friday night and playing with your friends in front of your family. It gets maybe one of those neighbor communities. It's just something special, and I think we do it as well as anybody in the country right here in Louisiana, and I certainly hope that we get to do that here, whether it be sooner or later.
No, Alan, I think as far as leadership, the LHSAA executive director, Eddie Bonine, I think he's going about it the right way, and that he wants football, and he wants high school athletics to come about. But really, a lot of it has to do with what's happening at the state level. And right now, Louisiana is at phase two. And, that the reopening of the order is going to John Bel Edwards, the governor, until at least July 24th. But my understanding is that it has to be in phase four before you allow full contact and collision and helmet-to-helmet shoulder pads and scrimmages. So what do you view as far as what Eddie Bonine is doing right now? Because I think he's doing the right thing, and he's trying to, cooperate with individual school districts to get this done and to possibly have a successful athletic season, whether it's fall, going into the spring, 2021. I think he's trying to do the right thing.
And, Bobby, as far as I understand it, I know that yesterday there was a lot of headlines in newspapers and on social media where the LHSA came out and said they could not play until they got to phase four. But they were supposed to come back, and there's supposed to be some clarification on that, because phase four for the state and phase four for the school system is two different things. So they're supposed to clarify what that is, what that means, when they can play football. But again, this is probably the first time going into a football season that Eddie Bonine's not getting questions about an ineligible player or a non-select. I mean, we're just trying to play football right now, and put all those other differences that have come up the last few years behind us. Let's just try to get on the field and play.
Alan Waddell, WWL's Prep Football Roundup, and Alan, to your point earlier, I mean, it's not just the coaches that need this, right? The kids, yeah. I mean, think about the kids that we could lose to other temptations if they don't play football.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Christian. And just the memories. And, you talk to guys that have moved on, like Bobby, that played the collegiate level, then went on and played the professional level. You still remember those games that you played on Friday night. I mean, I can still – it's been 17 years since I played high school football, and now I can still recite to you our playbook, still tell you those plays that we used to run. And it's something that's ingrained in the young men in our communities. And, man, it's just so special. And that's one of the reasons I've been associated with this for so many years, is because it's just something that really drives me. It's one of my passions, because I care so much about it, because I think we put a good product on the field, and it's not just about the games on Friday nights, but it's the relationships and the memories that these young men are getting molded by their coaches and by their training facilities and training staffs, and just being an opportunity to have these memories and build these relationships with their friends.
Now, Alan, what is your take as far as like the spectators? Is that a decision that it could go region to region or district to district, whether you have fans or not? Because the bottom line is you're still competing. I think if you just have the kids out there competing and playing, that I know you want to be a supportive parent or a family member, but is it almost like we just have to try and play the season, whether we have fans or not, whether it's high school, college, or the NFL where we're at right now?
Yeah, and I'm sure at some point that certainly is going to be a bridge that has to get crossed. But I think the first hurdle that everyone's trying to figure out is just how do we play the games? Because, you have to start worrying about officials, being able to get enough officials to play these games. And then obviously we want spectators. Look, there's nothing like going to, Death Valley on Saturday and watching the Tigers, or going in the Dome and watching the Saints on Sunday. That's something, that me and my family, we do. I'm a big Southeastern guy. I go to those games. I'm right up there, up in closer personal with those games. I mean, I think at the high school level, it is a little easier because you can probably spread out a little bit more. But again, I think at this point, it's all about just trying to figure out how to play these games. And I think spectators will certainly, that'll be part of the equation, but that's a secondary part of the equation.
Alan, for guys like you that have been associated on around this game, around prep sports, prep football in particular, for what going on, probably you're counting your playing days, probably 21 years roughly. What would it do to you to not have a season?
Huh. Man, I can't tell you what it's done to me just these last couple of months having no sports at all. You know, I mean, I'm sure that stock on Netflix and things are going up because, you know, people are hungry for athletics. And it would certainly be a blow to our state if we can't figure out a way to play this thing. And I know that certainly the first and foremost, everyone's got to stay healthy and got to stay safe. But I think that it's important to enough people in this state that it's not going to be where they're going to just cancel. They're going to figure out a way to do it some way, somehow. Again, is it sooner? Is it later? I don't know. Is it with no spectators? I don't know. I'm just waiting to figure out that as well as the rest of the population. But look, Louisiana high school football is so special. If you follow big time college football, if you follow professional football, those guys play in those games. We cover them on Friday night. I mean, I can't tell you how many first-round picks we've covered on a Friday night and then watched them develop through the Division I level and then go to the NFL.
Alan Waddell, part of our WBL Prep Football Roundup on Friday nights. Hopefully we will hear him along with Brad Lumine and the rest of the outstanding crew that covers high school football this fall. Alan, anything you want to add that we didn't ask you?
Hey, guys, look, I don't think anybody at this time last year, this would have seemed – crazy talking about this kind of stuff, but it's the situation we're in. We got to stay safe, and hopefully I have confidence that we're going to figure out a way to get this done, and we're going to have some football in the fall, maybe a little later than we expected.
Alan, good to hear from you, man.
All right, guys. Thanks. Anytime.
All right, Alan Waddell, thanks, for our prep football coverage. We got Brad Lumine, the Esquire. He's also a part of our prep football coverage, and he's next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.